Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, and Hudson, listener supported hands on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Quinn. I'm from Haynes Falls. I'm 11 years old.
I'm Antonia. I'm from Hudson, and I'm 12.
I'm Amuda, and I'm from Hudson, and I'm 13 years old.
Hi, my name's Chanika, and I live in Hudson, and I'm 23 years old.
Oh, yeah. Normally, Emily, Maddie, Quinn, and I, and now Mahmuda, and not usually Chanika, are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 talking about books.
Way to exclude me, guys. I can talk about books, too.
Books we love, books we're currently reading,
all that good stuff.
So today we have books to talk about. Mm. Yay. What book did you bring, Quinn?
I brought I Shall Wear Midnight by Terry Pratchett, somebody who I usually talk about.
Like all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, because he's my favorite author ever. And this is part of the Discworld series, which has about 30 books in it. I don't know how he does it. And then it's also in the Adventures of Tiffany Aching, and this is the fourth book in that.
So it's like in two series at once?
Well, they're like series within a series. Because the Discworld series, it has like 10 different main characters, and like each book has a different main character.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. But this one is about Tiffany Aching. In this book, she's 16. And she's a witch.
A witch.
And suddenly, we don't know how, people are starting to really dislike witches. Just like frowning at them. And like, you just hear stories of people who are like old ladies getting beaten up because they have like...
This isn't now though. It's like
no,
back
it's in a different world. It's back in the day. And it's in this world called the Discworld, which is flat. Mm-hmm. And shaped like a disc. And on riding on the back of an elephant. No, four elephants that are riding on the back of a sea turtle. Oh my goodness, totally confusing. But she has a bunch of friends called the Nacmac Fiegel, and they're on the cover. They're little blue men with red hair.
And I think they're purple.
Yeah, but it says they're blue in the book.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. On the cover they're purple.
Yeah, well, that's pretty sad. But they fight anything, and they like stealing stuff, but they're actually kind of nice. They also like drinking a lot, but that's about it to say for them, and she's kind of Tiffany's friend. And she's trying to figure out, like, how... No, she's basically trying to deal with the cunning man, mm-hmm. who's the person who's making everybody dislike the witches.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And there's a couple other side things going on that she has to deal with.
Oh. Like, what's her name?
Tiffany.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Earlier I commented that the little guys were like macho Smurfs. At least that's what they look like. They look like, don't they, guys? Don't they look like really macho Smurfs with swords?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Smurfs like hit up the gym and had a complete personality change, or this is their like distant like drunk cousins.
And got their hair dyed.
Yeah.
And stopped wearing hats. But other than that, they're...
Well, their hair might as well be hats. They're, like, really funny hair going on. Yeah. Any other new books of the week?
Well, I haven't really read it recently, but pretty recently. I read Found, and it's for the Battle of the Books. And it was really good, actually. It was about a boy named Jonah. Jonah. Okay. Yeah, his name was Jonah. And he had a sister named Catherine and a friend named Chip, I think. No, it wasn't Chip. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it was Chip.
Okay, Chip.
And
a friend named Chip.
And Jonah's adopted.
Yeah, Joan's adopted, and Chip is adopted too.
Have you guys read like her other series, the Among the Hidden stuff?
I haven't. I saw the covers, but I haven't.
Yeah, I've seen the covers too, but I haven't. But anyway.
What are the books like? What are those books like?
It's like there's every family can only have like two or three kids, and they can't have more than that. So, but if they do, the government comes and takes them away and stuff, so they have to keep their kids hidden. So, yeah. I read them a couple years ago, so I don't really remember.
Crazy.
That's nice.
I have one book that I read that kind of reminds me of that. I can't remember the name. I was going to try and look online, but, you know, this was 10 years ago for me. Good. So, when I was, like, 13 or whatever. But, anyway... I think it's called After. It's a young adult book, and it's about a group of kids who live in this like weird like suburban town, and in a county away there is a school shooting, and then their town gets like then their own high school gets like really materialistic, and then they have to like they shut it down. It was kind of like a party school, and everyone starts acting really weird. And if you like rebel or act out by this like crushing authority, because now you know everything's really strict because they're trying to avoid like that happening to their school. But if you don't agree with that or you try to rebel from that, you kind of disappear. And so like these kids have been disappearing, and you don't really know why. And then it turns out that they're actually like there was a more sinister plot at hand. So the school shooting and all that stuff and all the changes they made the high school go through was all just an excuse. And they're also brainwashing the kids. And when they misbehave, they get sent to these camps. So they are like sending them to these like weird camps, and they either come back alive and changed because they've been brainwashed, or you never see them again. It's pretty cool. Ooh. I think it's called After. I need a...
It reminds me, like, the brainwashing thing clicked, ringed a bell for me, but I can't, like, think of it.
Mm. Well, anyway, back to Found, but that sounds like a good book. I'm going to check it out from the library.
Me too.
Yeah. In Found, there's, it starts out actually in the prologue.
Yeah, prologue.
Yeah, that's what it's called. There's this girl, and I don't know what her name is.
Isabel, possibly?
I don't know.
Something like that. She's a flight attendant.
Yeah, she just... It's her first day as a flight attendant, and she's this really mean flight attendant, other flight attendant. And there's this plane that comes in, and she goes on it, and she has this cry, and she wants to find out what it is. So she finds that there are 32 babies on the plane, just happily sitting there. And then the plane disappears.
Yep.
And it wasn't a scheduled plane, and so they don't really know what to do.
And all the babies got taken off.
Uh-huh.
There's just the...
But that's the prologue. But then Joan and his friend, who didn't know he was adopted until he asked if he was adopted. Joan knew he was adopted, and so his parents... They got all these books on, like, what to say to your adopted child. And he would always read them. And it was all like, happy, happy, yay.
Never lie to your adopted kid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh, exactly. But Chip didn't know he was adopted. And then Joan, who... Chip had recently moved to the neighborhood. And Joan was trying to help Chip through his... angriness at his parents for being adopted, but he kept on quoting the adoption books. And so then,
And then they learn a bunch of stuff about, like, it's like a time travel book a bit, but I'm not really I can't really tell you anything else at that point.
It kind of gives itself, like, you can't really say very much about it without giving it away. But, Chip goes to a place, not Chip, Joan goes to a place and meets a guy that knows stuff about him. Or the FBI, and they work with his sister and Chip on kind of like solving. It's kind of weird. They don't really know what they're trying to solve. They're just trying to solve, and they don't.
They're trying to figure out about Jonah's like birth parents and Chip's birth parents, and Chip and Jonah, like, the reason that they're friends is because they both got these letters that are like, "Beware, we are coming for you."
Oh, yeah.
And Catherine saw a ghost, so she's in on it, too.
Well, yeah, it starts out with where Joan gets this letter, and it says, "You are one of the missing," and then Catherine's like, and Chip's there, and then Chip gets the letter, and then they get another letter that says, "Beware, they're coming for you." And then Catherine goes with Joan to the FBI place with the guy that knows the venom. And she gets pictures of this list. And it's survivors. And that's the title
Chip
of the list.
Chip and Jonas are on the list.
And Chip.
Wait, who's coming for them? What are they surviving? People who? I mean, I feel like you're like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Well,
and they're all adopted, and I'm like, okay, cool, that's interesting, like, story. But then you get to, like, the real nitty-gritty that they're all, like, kind of, like, they're beware, they're coming for you. Who's coming for them? You must know. You must tell me.
Well, it's
no,
well,
no, don't tell. I haven't read it yet.
They are coming for them.
Yeah, them. You know, one of them you know is a janitor guy.
But a janitor, yeah.
And
is it a cult?
We don't know. It's
a
series.
Probably in a disguise.
Yeah, you only find out at the in the last chapter. So I'm not going to spoil it. something, something Haddocks.
Margaret Peterson?
Something like that.
Margaret Peterson Haddocks. Yeah, something like that.
Maybe a name, maybe something we just made up. You don't even know.
And so then they go to the place and Catherine sees a ghost. And so then she's in on it, and there's all these people, and they call the people on the list. And it was a really good book, and I really, really liked it. And then I read the last chapter, and then I was like, really? Oh my gosh. What is going on?
Wait, the parents are them? Is that what happens? It's like something like, no. They're them's been with you the whole time. It's actually your best friends.
Not really.
I think at one point in the book, they have this idea that Jonah and Chip and all those people were actually adults that went through time travel and became children.
Mm-hmm. It has a lot to do with time travel.
And physics.
Yeah. But it
my
was
science teacher would love it.
Totally.
You know that part reminded me of? Do you guys know about Animorphs?
What?
No.
Wait, you guys have never heard of Animorphs?
No, I have. My brother used to watch them or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but, I mean, forget the TV show. It was terrible. It's a book series. It's like this, like, yeah.
Oh.
Animorphs? I guess they're not really cool anymore. I guess I'm just aging myself, like, dating myself specifically. No, you guys should read Animorphs. It's so great. I mean, they're, like chapter
Power
books.
Rangers?
No. I mean, it's... okay, so... It's these kids who can turn into animals. That's like the basic thing where it's like these kids can morph into like a specific animal when they have to. But it like became to like you realize it's this whole thing of like first they like they go to this place and they find their power. They all like find the power together, but then they kind of realize that they've actually always had it. And then that there's like a group of people like trying to take over the world and they're the only ones that can stop them, like an alien race. And then it gets really into kind of like how they all ended up in the same place at the same time, and each book is told from a different perspective.
Oh yeah, I've heard of a book like that. I just like a huge series like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a huge series.
Yeah, like was it written by like different people or was it like all written by the same author?
I think I'm gonna have to definitely say that at a certain point they're all written by different like ghostwriters. But at first, it was the same author.
Yeah. It sounds really familiar to me.
Yeah, and then, like, Goosebumps, Choose Your Own Ending. I'm kidding. I didn't read those books. That's not real books.
So, do you have a book?
Oh, yeah. I don't know when it was. Maybe, like, last week or something. I read The Selection by Kira... Cass I'm not sure.
By a person.
Yes, yeah. A person. And it's about, there's certain amount of, they're like 32 girls, and there's one guy, he's a prince, and from, it's like post-apocalypse thing. It's like, mm-hmm. after the U.S., and mm-hmm. yeah, and they need a wife for the prince. He's of age now, and so out of all these, like, districts, they pick, like, one girl, and he, like, can't explain it without like giving it away. It's like, it's only book one, but can't explain it without like giving the whole book away. It's like 32 girls, and he has to pick from all of them to be one of them to be his wife, and he makes friends with one girl who yells at him and hurts him, and
they're BFFs.
Exactly. So he keeps her, and he like disqualifies a lot of girls, so there's only like a couple girls left, and she's one of them. But then she's starting to fall for him, but in the beginning she told him she didn't like him or was never gonna fall for him because she was in love with a guy from her hometown. Mm-hmm. But they can never be together because he's poorer than her and she's richer than him. And yeah.
This kind of sounds like the Hunger Games, but with way more class issues.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Hunger Games, but it's
like
not.
A mix there's between
no
Matched,
except there's no like people. Oh yeah, it does sound like Matched a lot.
And the Hunger Games mixed together.
Matched in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, except no one dies.
Hey, can I ask you guys something? Something I've noticed about like this like crop of books. One, that there are, it seems to me that there are a lot more book series. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like per long. You know, because I used to read a lot of books, but a lot of them are one-offs, and there are hardly any like extensive series going on, and like the few that there were, like everyone knows about them because they were kind of like classics, like, you know, like you're gonna read like The
Nancy
Hobbit
Drew.
And Lord of the Rings, or like not more like Nancy Drew, but like, you know, like Twilight, they had like eight yeah. books of those, and like The Hunger Games. And I wonder if this is like, I kind of see it as like a Harry Potter effect, that like all these like kids books are now like prolonged series to keep kids interested, and you kind of grow up with the characters, but also that a lot of them, the popular ones that I always hear about, are very like post-apocalyptic. It's always like, in this post-apocalyptic world, these witches must come together to stop the vampire werewolf hybrid, but he really has a heart of gold, and they might have to all kill each other, and you know, class issues are really bad, but everyone's kind of the same looking anyway because it's a future. I don't know, like, what do you guys think about that? Like, do you, am I just being like completely out of the loop and making assumptions based on two books? Or
I don't like reading series. It just feels to me like the story is just stretched out too long.
Yeah, I really understand all that post-apocalyptic. I think it's the science fiction, like, really, really affecting all
well,
that
I don't
stuff.
Like books where it's, like, which a lot of books now are, like, should I choose the good-looking guy or the smart guy? Oh my goodness, what do you know? One of them is a dwarf, and the other one is a purple dinosaur. Oh my gosh. No, I really don't know. Well, that one's my friend, but the other one...
It's how they add drama.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it is in the section. Either pick the guy from your hometown who's, I mean, poorer than you, but he has a heart of gold, or pick the prince charming.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just saying that you ladies have options now. You know, back in the day, we didn't have any options, and now you do. We've paved the way for you. Mm-hmm. Having the option of the good-looking one or the smart one, because you can't have both. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is in reality. You're always going to have to choose between two guys. No, that is an interesting thing. Like, there is always a love triangle going on, too. Yeah. I mean, I feel like love triangles are, like, as you were saying, it is an easy way to start drama, but there seems to be more and more of them popping up. Like,
but they're not real love triangles. They're more like...
Love triangles can't really exist properly. They're too weird. And they're not even triangles.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, you were saying about your book?
What about my book?
I don't know. You're
Your book is like, I feel like you were like, this is the book, but I can't tell you anything more because I'm going to spoil it for you. And of course, I'm like spoiler.com over here. I'm just like, give me all the juice. Give me all the information.
Well, I can't exactly tell you all of it.
Because I don't read anymore. I'm kidding. I do. But I don't read.
I can't tell you all of it because I don't know all of it because it's only book one and I don't know when the second book's coming out. But it's basically like 32 girls. He makes friends with one, says blah, 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 I'll keep you till the end until I really have to choose a wife. You can be my like friend that I won't fall in love with because you don't like me. And
but of course they're going to fall in love. Yeah, so it's like The Bachelor, post-apocalyptic then, Bachelor.
But then, okay, this is like a spoiler, but then the guy from her hometown becomes like an officer and he's like guarding her like...
Oh, how convenient.
No, he's guarding her door now. No, because the prince doesn't know that she's the guy he loves. No.
She loves
him. He's the guy she loves.
Yeah, he's the guy she loves.
So complicated.
Yeah. And then he tells him to guard her door. And then she ends up kissing him and blah, blah. She's like, no, I'm falling for the prince and blah, blah, blah. I can't betray him like this. And because, yeah.
Do okay, they so ride off on white horses in the end?
I wouldn't know.
Oh.
Okay, so we have a few minutes left, and I would like to take this time. Show of hands, who've read The Hunger Games?
Show of,
I think all of us have.
Yep. Okay, this is great, because I would love, because, you know, I was just talking to my friend, she's the type of person who was like, she's actually older than me, and she loves Twilight. I mean, well, what started out as a joke. This is a very important lesson to learn, ladies. Being ironic, it stops at a certain point, and it's not ironic anymore, and you actually like it. Yeah. So my friend ironically started watching Twilight because she thought it was funny, and now she like, and then she became a Twihard for a little bit, which I explained to her. You know, you're like 21 years old; you should not be like so into Twilight. And she read all the books, and now she's over it. She's come back to her senses. Because she's even more of an adult now, and she's gotten really into The Hunger Games. But I don't have time to really read The Hunger Games, but I would like to hear, can I ask you guys some questions? Can I throw this out there and you, like, give it back? I feel like the books have been out long enough that it's not weird. One thing, so the districts, right? So I want to ask you guys a question, because in the movie, it was very peculiar to me that all the districts seemed to be segregated by race. Because all you see are, you only see, like, Caucasian white people until towards the end when the girl dies. And then you see all the black people in one district. And, like, the whole time, actually, in the movie, besides Lenny Kravitz's character, her, like, makeup artist or costume designer, Sinna, besides his character, you didn't actually see any prominent black actors, and I found that, or like any actors of color. And so is that like that in the book? Because I thought it was set in the future.
I don't really know.
They don't say, really.
Yeah.
Like, they never says what color skin Sinna has. The only time they ever mention what color skin they have is when it comes to Rue and Thresh.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
They just never mention it because it isn't, like, important.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
I never see that in other books either. They just never never know. They see like the color eyes and blah blah hair and all
but
that.
But they never say the color skin because they're afraid of people.
Like, but when you watch them, it actually makes sense. Like, if Sinna would have been white in the movie, it would have been like that.
Yeah.
But what really, really set me off on the movie that made me so mad was
they left out details.
Yeah, that too. But you know the Mockingjay pin. That's like the thing. It's the pin. It's on the front. And she gets it from Madge, the mayor's daughter, and whatever. Mm-hmm. But in the movie, she just picks it up from, like, Greasy Sea. And she's like, oh, here you go. It's not how it worked in the book. And it's not supposed to be like that. They didn't even mention Madge in the movie.
You never even met her. This is totally sad.
Who's Madge? Tell me the story.
She's the mayor's daughter.
So,
she ends up dying.
What?
Yeah, she does.
Well, book three, isn't it?
No, she doesn't die. She just magically disappears and isn't there anymore. And Katniss is like,
she gets bombed.
No, Katniss.
Oh, you mean they wrote out her character? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. I thought that was in the first book, right?
She's the mayor's daughter. What's her name? So Katniss, she doesn't really have any friends, and neither does Madge. So they just sit together and don't say anything because, like. Because exactly, they're like the freaky people who don't really have any friends and don't really care. Yeah.
Yeah, we have to go. It's so sad.
Wait, I had more Hunger Game questions. Well, because actually I was confused because, all right, I was asking you because I mentioned this to my friend because I read something online about it. And they were saying how, like, this thing I read online said they were actually described to have olive skin in the Hunger Games. Like, all the characters have olive skin because everything, there is no, like, distinct races anymore. And then I was talking to my friend about it, and she was like, I didn't pick that up at all. So I was wondering if it was just, like, something that was, like, made up or, like, actually true, but, so.
Everyone in District 12 is supposed to have olive skin, I think. And then it never mentions any of the other districts.
Well, maybe I don't deserve to be on this radio show because I don't pay attention to that detailed stuff in books. But I don't really know if they have olive skin or not.
But I also understand getting mad at, like, when the Harry Potter movies were coming out, I would be so upset. I'd be steaming, being like, how dare they leave Peeves out? Like, I was so upset. My mom was just like, you know what? You need to get over it because it's just a movie. And I'm not taking you to see this movie anymore. And I was like, okay. So anyway, that's my story. Bound by books. We got...
Quinn.
Antonia.
Mahmouda.
And, yeah. Her.
And me. Emily will be back next week. It's okay.
Okay. Bye.